The voluptuous screen siren and World War II pinup girl Jane Russell died yesterday at her home in Santa Maria, California. She was 89 years old. In her three decades as a star, Russell established herself as a capable actress, but as Bob Mondello reports, that wasn't really what attracted her many fans.
Jane Russell was a movie poster before she was a movie star. Howard Hughes commissioned what became a notorious billboard for her first Western, 1941's The Outlaw. Russell reclining on a haystack, gun in hand, with her blouse falling off one shoulder. The poster revealed more cleavage than the film would, but censors were enraged and kept the movie off all but a very few screens until 1947, when audiences could finally watch a sultry Russell comfort an ailing Billy the Kid.
You're not gonna die. I'll get you warm.
The orchestra seems impressed, though critics weren't. Still, audiences flocked to The Outlaw, drawn by reports of a specially engineered 38D bra that Hughes had supposedly designed for his leading lady. Russell said she never actually wore it and that the director simply didn't notice. Audiences had noticed her, though, and a few years later, the ad campaign for the musical The French Line simply read, "Jane Russell in 3D. Need we say more?" Perhaps inevitably, she was hired to promote Playtex bras on TV as ideal for full-figured gals. Still, she was a far more capable performer than all this emphasis on amplitude would suggest. In her biggest hit, she didn't exactly upstage co-star Marilyn Monroe, but she was sharp and funny when she mocked dozens of bodybuilders in a splashy production number.
Honey, you hurt yourself.
They ignore her, which is preposterous, but she's the brunette in a film called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
I can't play tennis, my golf's a menace, I just can't do the Australian crawl. And I'm no better at volleyball, ain't there anyone here for love?
Jane Russell abandoned Hollywood in 1970 after about two dozen pictures, but she never entirely gave up public life, recording gospel songs, staying active with Christian and charitable organizations, and with a local singing group until just a couple of weeks ago. I'm Bob Mondello.
I'm apathetic and non-athletic. Can't keep up in a marathon. I need some shoulder to lean upon and a couple of arms to hold me. Ain't there anyone here for love?